From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A new audit says the California Department of Finance warned the Parks Department about unreported surpluses as far back as 1999. But as Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, problems persisted.
Lawmakers ordered the audit last year after a hidden surplus of tens of millions of dollars was discovered at the same time the Parks Department was threatening to close 70 parks. Now a new audit finds the department fails to track spending at each of California's 270 state parks. Margarita Fernandez is with the state auditor's office.
They were actually using outdated and incomplete cost data to come up with these operating costs for its parks because they don't track our budget at that level. So that made it even more difficult to measure what the impact of these decisions were going to be.
Instead, operating costs were estimated based on geographic regions using 10-year-old figures. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A California lawmaker wants to create a program he says would leverage the federal tax code to raise more than $500 million a year for college financial aid. Democratic State Senator Kevin DeLeon says his legislation would double Cal Grant B awards for more than 175,000 California college students.
So we can get money to these kids, low-income kids, so they can pay for all the necessities. Taxpayers in the state of California don't pay one single penny out of their own pocket. And then we utilize the federal leveraging for the kids in California.
The measure attempts to take advantage of an obscure provision in the federal tax code that deals with charitable contributions to states. The money raised could, in theory, be used to meet a number of state budget needs. But De Leon wants to increase Cal grants that provide aid for living expenses, transportation, and textbooks to low-income college students. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.